From conception, through pregnancy, birth, and also through the newborn stage, there is a spiritual aspect in them all. I will be sharing thoughts and stories to open your eyes and ears so you too can enjoy the divine nature of pregnancy and birth and harness heavenly help throughout them all. This is part two of Malia's interview that I did with her. And in this part, Malia shares how after Miles was born, she was able to feel God's presence again and how this happened in a sort of indirect way, but through doing birth work again. She also shares some other insights that are very meaningful, and I know you'll really enjoy this second half of the interview with Malia. So sit back and enjoy.
I do have to haul a baby more, and with my work, you know, it makes it harder on my husband if I leave and I'm at a birth all night. You know, we had kids almost sleeping through the night, and now he's got a baby to take care of when I leave, but it still works out. And I do want to share this one last little kind of tidbit that the Lord was really quiet, and it took a lot for him, I feel like, to like talk to me again or to be there. And it ended up working out that once Miles was about 3 or 4 months, I said, I really want to go back to birth work. And I felt, you know, we don't need me to work, but it helps. It definitely helps our family. It was like, you know what, I'm going to go back to birth work, and I'm only going to take second timers, because if there's anything you know about birth, second timers tend to go faster. And my husband's like, I can't, with this new baby and 5 kids and a puppy, I can't have you gone for a 36-hour birth or even a 24-hour birth. But if, you know, you're gone for 12 hours or less, like, we can make do. And so I said, all right, I am only going to take second timers. And I would say prior to my having my baby, I was, you know, you get a second timer once in a blue moon. Either it's your own repeat client, or, you know, once in a while, a second timer, you know, has moved to the area and, you know, needs a doula this time. But they're kind of, I feel like, pretty rare. It's like a, you know, a diamond in the rough, and you just don't get them very often. And sure enough, right away, I got a second timer. And then I got like three repeat clients, and then another one, and another one, and another one that I looked at, and I'm like, I've never gotten this many inquiries for second timers. And I still got a bunch of firsts that I turned away and had to pass on to other doulas, but I got so many inquiries, and then births that for the most part worked out. Like, my husband had a day off of work and I got called into a birth, and or I got called in just in the middle of the night, which is great for me, and then I'm home all day for my kids. And I just, that was finally the moment that I'm like, the Lord, he hears me, he sees me, and he knows, and this fills my cup. You know, it's exhausting being home with 5 kids and all the other things, and birth work to me is, it just, it fills my cup more than I could ever ask for. And to give me, though, the opportunity to still do it, provide a little extra income for my family, and not make my husband lose his sanity and want me to quit, it was totally, that was a tender mercy and some serious answers to prayers over this, you know, Miles's first year. And so I definitely had to wait for that, and I had to wait for that experience and answer. And it didn't come the way I thought. But it was finally the, I hear you and I see you. And I just want to share one more kind of tidbit that I hope is helpful for people. So I started, the sister missionary started being really pushy about meeting with me. And I was like, I'm mad. I don't want to meet with you. I don't want to talk about the church. I'm here, I'm attending, but I'm mad. And I'm kind of mad why the Lord, you know, making me do this. And making me have a baby that I didn't plan for. This, having a baby is hard work, and I know I should be grateful and babies are blessings, but I'm mad and I just want to be mad. And the sisters, one of them asked me, but why do you have a testimony of Jesus Christ? And in that moment, I was kind of like, well, I don't know, because the Lord's quiet. I don't know why I do. And I said, but I have had plenty of times that the Lord has answered and the Lord has been there for me. And I unequivocally cannot deny those moments. So right now, those moments just have to carry me. And I had to definitely call on times in my life where the Lord wasn't quiet and the tender mercies were there. And that's how I feel right now with that, how doula worked out, that I was like, there is just no other way than having my Heavenly Father work out all those births, that those moms would reach out to me and that those births would work out the way that they needed to, that correlated. And my kids were sick this past month. I ended up getting a bunch of births all at once, and they all worked out that I was able to attend every single one of them. I was able to stay healthy. My family was able to stay, my husband could stay healthy. Like, everything has to work out, honestly, for you to attend a birth and not miss all the other things sometimes in your life that you also need to attend. Maybe the Lord will go quiet again until we, figure out this house situation. But that was His tender mercy of like, I am there, and you might have to wait a while for this answer because, we're waiting on the perfect house, or, we're waiting on certain things to happen at my husband's job. But the Lord was like, I can't make that happen, but this I can help. And it was amazing to just be like, I can't, make everything, but I can help you here, and this is how I can help. And he did. So that's my
Wow.
story.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being so authentic and willing to share your struggles. I know that your story will help other women that are in similar situations. There definitely are times when we have unexpected pregnancies and they're not wanted, And that's just part, I think, of being a human. And how I remember when we were talking back when you were pregnant. I mean, I think I just wanted to reassure you, yeah, what you're feeling is normal. It's okay that you feel that way, because it is, like, sometimes it's inconvenient or it's not to our plan, and that's just how life goes sometimes. I also love that you kept your faith through it, even though it felt like God was silent. Like, you still did church. And I also think it's hilarious you didn't tell anyone you were pregnant and then they didn't know till you had your baby. I think it's awesome though too, because then you didn't have to deal with their feelings and emotions around it. You could just deal with your own, which maybe is harder now that people aren't locked down, right? Like, that would be a
I
little
know.
harder.
Like, I do. I feel for those women that have to, announce it. And, like I said, it's hard too when you maybe are dealing with people in your ward or in your life who have infertility issues, and I certainly see that other side of, having to. And I remember supporting a mom my very last birth before I had Miles. She had had severe infertility issues and was giving birth with a donor egg. And I just remember, here I am, complaining. But I just have been very authentic in that, but it still was hard for me. And I'm not going to like hide that or be ashamed of that, that I'm sorry people have had infertility, and I'm sure that has its own struggles. I know that has its own struggles. I don't want to, I know that has its own struggles, but this was hard for me, and I'm not going to kind of cower or say, well, but I could have a baby. It was hard. It was very almost traumatic that my body was going through something that I didn't want to do, and I really had to just submit. I had a choice to make. I do also, to bring in the gift of giving life, that I think it's the very first story is where Felice says, you've chosen to keep your baby or to have your baby. And I will be honest, I never thought that should be included in the book. I just remember being like, what? Like, we all just, there was no way I wouldn't have had my four, but I truly made the decision to have Miles. And now I get it, because lots of things crossed my mind with Miles. And I genuinely, if anything, I hope that at some point I can share his story to him, because I do feel bad that I didn't have the joy. He wasn't planned like his siblings were, but unlike any of them, I made a bigger decision about him than I made about any of his siblings, that I had choices and I had options, and they're not, the options that we would make, in our LDS world. But if I wanted to, I could have. But I made the conscious decision that I was going to keep him and he was my baby. And whether I wanted to, you know, whether I liked it or not, I made a conscious choice to keep him. And I hope that he knows how much that was, it was hard. And so it was not an, it was a hard, harder choice in a way than I thought it would be to an extent. If that, I never thought that that would even be something that would cross my mind. And yet it did. And so it, if anything, has always also made me just more empathetic to women and all the different choices that we make in life, to wait to have children, to, you know, I just think that extreme fertility like mine versus infertility, we all are having to kind of fight different battles and different demons, but we're all having to fight. And so just being really respective of everyone's experience.
Right. And I love that. I think that's a really beautiful place to end, is that as we can respect and honor each other's choices and experiences, because again, like, no one chooses to have infertility and you didn't choose to get pregnant, but we can respect and honor each one's journey. And in doing that, it gives everyone room to feel loved and supported.
Absolutely.
Before we close, I'd love you to share, how can our listeners find you or find the book that is coming out?
So I am not really on social media. So I have a website, www.innerstrengthbirth.com. And that is how clients find me for doula work. But if you had any questions and you just wanted to chat, I can't even tell you how much I'm happy to chat with anybody going through a similar experience. So my website's probably the best way to reach me. It has my email, and it just has like a contact me page.
Okay.
And then my book is called Swaddle Me Up, and it is going to be sold in Target, Target Online. I don't know how many stores it will go into, but Target Online and Barnes and Noble and Amazon. And then I hear lots of mom and pop kind of like local bookstores. So I say support the local bookstores if you can. It comes out August 9th of 2022. It's on pre-order right now.
Oh, perfect. So they can go pre-order it today.
They can pre-order. Yep.
Okay. I love that.
It's on Target.com and Barnes & Noble and Amazon. It's all on pre-order on all three locations.
That's so great. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.